first week after Labor Day, and it still felt like summer, except that the kids were back to school. Jesse was glad he wasn't a kid as he walked past Paradise Junior High School on his way to Carol Genesis. The big oak tree that loomed over Genesis' driveway was entirely green. Jesse paused under it and looked at the bright lawn that rolled down to Main Street from the big white house. 10 rooms, maybe, and a big yard in the middle of town. Only the youngest Genesis kid was home when Carol let Jesse in. He was in the den with some coloring books and some crayons and some little wooden figures scattered about, watching a home shopping show as if it were a performance of King Lear. "Want some coffee?" Carol said. "Sure." Jesse followed her through the long, formal dining room into the big kitchen, paneled in pine, with shiny copper pots hanging from a rack over the stove. The big window at the back of the room looked out at more land behind the house, planted with flowering shrubs and shielded by white pine trees. "Nice property," Jesse said. "How much land you got?"
3/4 acre, Carol said.
She put coffee into the gold filter basket of a bright blue coffee maker and added water and turned it on and sat down at the kitchen table opposite Jesse. She was a pretty woman with an empty face and wide eyes which always looked a little startled. "Been here long?"
10 years, she said.
The kid came from the den carrying a ratty-looking stuffed animal by the ear. It was too dilapidated for Jesse to tell what it had been. The child laid the upper half of himself over his mother's lap and, holding the stuffed animal tightly, started to suck his thumb. Carol patted his head absently. "Do you get it as part of the divorce?"
"Yeah, and he's supposed to pay me alimony every month, but he doesn't."
"Well, it must be tough keeping the payments up," Jesse said.
"I gotta pay taxes quarterly, but at least there's no mortgage."
"No mortgage?"
"No, JoJo bought it for cash when we got married."
"Cash? Really? When was that?"
1986, she said. "House cost $155,000, probably worth $5,000 now."
"I should think so," Jesse said.
"Where'd JoJo get the cash?"
Carol shook her head. The coffee maker had stopped gurgling. She raised the kid from her lap and got up and poured them coffee. She put the cups down on the table and sat back down. The kid plopped back over her lap and sucked his thumb some more.
"What'd you ask me?" Carol said.
"Where JoJo got the cash?"
$155,000 is a lot of money. It was even more in 1986.
"I don't know," she said. Jesse nodded.
"JoJo come around since he and I had that talk?" Jesse said.
"No." "How are the kids doing?" Carol shrugged.
"You talk to a shrink at all?"
"How am I supposed to afford a shrink?" Carol said.
"My HMO pays $100 for counseling. You know how far that goes."
Jesse nodded.
"How are you getting by financially?"
Again, Carol shrugged.
It was a particular kind of shrug. Jesse had seen it often. It was not a gesture of surrender or even of defeat. Those were long past.
It was a gesture of numbness. It meant no hope.
"You got any family?"
"My mother's dead," Carol said.
"My father's in Florida with my stepmother. My father sends me some money."
"If JoJo's not paying what he's supposed to, you can take him to court."
"Sure, and pay a lawyer and have the judge tell JoJo to pay and have him not pay and maybe come around later and beat the shit out of me."
"I don't think he'll do that again," Jesse said.
"Maybe not if you're around. He hasn't bothered me since that time. But how long are you going to stay around here?"
"I don't know," Jesse said.
"How come he's scared of you anyway?" Carol said. "I mean, look at him. Look at you. How come he doesn't get you for slapping him around?"
"Well," Jesse said, "I'm a cop, which carries a little weight, and I carry a gun, which may have a lot of weight."
"JoJo's got a gun. He used to have 2 or 3 around here." Jesse nodded.
"So what is it?" Carol said. "JoJo's a fake," Jesse said. "Alone at night when he can't sleep, sometimes, for a minute, he knows it. And he knows that I know it, too."
"A fake?" Sure. He's strong, and he's cruel, and that's a dangerous combination. But he isn't really tough. And you are? Jesse smiled at her. Yes, ma'am, I am. The boy straightened and whispered in his mother's ear. Okay, Carol said, I'll take you. She said, excuse us a minute, she said to Jesse and went out of the kitchen with her son. For a drunk, Jesse thought as he sat in the quiet kitchen, I'm pretty tough. The television blatted in the family room. The kitchen faucet had a slow drip. He wondered if it needed a washer or if she just hadn't shut it off tightly. Carol came back into the kitchen. She got a fudgesicle from the refrigerator freezer and removed the wrapper and gave the fudgesicle to the boy. More coffee, she said. Sure. Jesse held the cup out and Carol poured from a round glass pot. The boy sat on his mother's lap working on the fudgesicle. What does JoJo do for a living, Jesse said. Carol shrugged. He does some bodybuilder contests, I know. Can you make a living doing that? Shrugged. What was he doing for a living when he bought this house for cash? I don't know, Carol said. Jesse allowed himself to look puzzled. I'm not very smart, Carol said. I never learned anything in school. I didn't even graduate. Taking care of me was his job. Jesse drank some of the coffee. It had gotten stronger sitting in the pot. I think it would be good if you didn't have to depend on JoJo. Sure, Carol said. It's what my old man is always telling me. From Florida. So who's going to marry a woman with three small kids and an ex-husband like I got? Maybe you don't need a husband to take care of you, Jesse said. Yeah, Carol said. Right. So long as you knew him, JoJo never had a regular job? He tended bar once in a while, worked as a bouncer. Where? Club in Peabody, the 86 Club. He worked there much? No. Jesse stood and brought his coffee cup to the sink. Well, you need me. You know how to get me, Jesse said. Yeah. Thanks for the coffee. Sure.